The Bush administration intends to use federal funds to help repair the historic Old North Church in Boston. Critics say that would violate the constitutional separation of church and state. The $317,000 would come from the Save America's Treasures Fund. The decision reverses a Clinton-era policy that bars the government from helping churches in any way. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
The Old North Church has secured a memorable place in American history. It was where two lanterns were hung to signal to Paul Revere that the British were coming. And now Old North Church needs money for repairs to fix some 18th-century windows and prevent the structure from deteriorating further. As Jim Toohey, who heads the White House Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives, explained to a religious association this week, church officials turned to the federal government.
Old North Church had sought the money. You know what? They'd been told you're not eligible because you have church services in there on Sunday. Yeah, imagine that. Go figure.
But yesterday, all that changed as the White House reversed legal policy dating back to 1995. The shift, while it may seem incremental, is another step in the White House's steady march toward neutrality toward religion, says Ira Lupu, a law professor at George Washington University.
The rationale they're giving is the rationale of non-discrimination. We help other organizations with emergency grants and earthquakes and fires. We should be able to help churches as well. We help historic preservation. When their America's treasures are at stake, we'll pay for other kinds of historic buildings. We shouldn't be discriminating against religious organizations.
A White House official says the shift began last December after the Seattle Hebrew Academy was damaged in an earthquake. At first, the Federal Emergency Management Agency denied the request for federal aid, but then decided that natural disasters don't take religion into account, and neither should disaster relief agencies. After that, the official says the next step was to allow government grants to repair historic churches. It's a step that incenses Barry Lynn, executive director of Americans United for Separation of Church and State.
I think it's a grotesque abuse of the Constitution to drop federal tax dollars in the collection plate of any church, whether it's got historic significance or doesn't have historical significance.
Lynn says this is the latest in a series of attempts to chip away at the wall separating church and state. He says the administration wants to allow federal money to put people through faith-based addiction programs, to pay for after-school programs that take place in churches, even to build new church facilities.
This is part and parcel of an overall plan by the Bush administration that apparently believes that every social problem, and now even every architectural problem, should be solved by giving money to religious institutions.
Lynn says his group may bring a lawsuit challenging the move, but Ira Lupu says it's not clear that the White House plan is illegal. He says courts look at the purpose of the government money to see if it's aimed at promoting religion.
The purpose of helping people worship would not be a purpose that the government could constitutionally pursue, but the purpose of shoring up or repairing a building after an emergency, or the purpose of preserving a historic structure, is a legitimate purpose, and so long as the government stays away from the worship qualities of the building, I think it's constitutionally defensible.
He notes that there are two U.S. Supreme Court decisions that could cause the White House some problems, but he says those decisions were written 30 years ago, and since then the U.S. Supreme Court has moved considerably closer to the White House's vision of treating religious and non-religious institutions the same. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.